It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
I had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out and no one could see, over the airwaves the world came to me. I'd go through the stations till I found a game. I knew how they played by the sounds of their names. The sluggers hit homers, those pitchers threw smoke, and I watched it all on my radio. At the crack of the bat, I knew how far it'd go, and I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on my radio.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and I'm going to tell you folks, this is one of those things that I really love about doing this show. Of course, we recognize difference makers in our communities. We share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. And from time to time, I'm able to actually reach out to people that I admired and still admire, and music and all the things, the talents that they have that they share with others. And right now, it's a real pleasure for me to introduce Lionel Cartwright here on The Mark White Show. Welcome, Lionel.
Mark, it's good to be with you, man.
As I said at the start, I grew up listening to your music. Just an amazing talent that you are. And I'm not so sure that you even realize how many people you impact, because the fact is, you can't get to everybody. And there are people out there who you will never know their music had an impact on. If we weren't talking right now, you wouldn't know about Mark White, and you wouldn't know the impact that your music's had on my life.
Thanks, man. That's really meaningful.
Let's talk about people who made an impact on your life, Lionel. That's really important, because people who lead us down the path where we are, whether it's people that gave us a tough time or an easy time, everyone makes a difference in our life, and each person is necessary for us to get to where we are. I truly believe that. And whether we have difficulties or we have some amazing opportunities, we need all of those things in culmination to get us to where we are.
Absolutely. I could talk your leg off. I think about this a lot. I had an interesting opportunity, Mark. Let's see, it was 2 years ago to speak at my high school graduation. And there was a teacher there that was a teacher back when I went to high school there. And I got the opportunity. I think of, there were several teachers, you know. Teachers are an obvious place to start looking for people who influenced you or made a difference.
Sure.
But it was just meaningful to see him. The other man passed away years ago, the two teachers that really, I think about them a lot. And isn't it funny? Somebody might have said something that might have appeared casual, you know, just in the course of conversation, but that becomes a key statement, you know,
absolutely,
that you go back to in your life. And so I got to speak at that graduation, and I encouraged the kids, you know, man, I'm from Glendale, West Virginia, which is the home of Brad Paisley, by the way. And it's right next to Wheeling, West Virginia, which is close to Pittsburgh, PA. But I just encouraged them all to, you know, pursue a life of meaning and purpose. And seeing Mr. Vitale out there, it was meaningful to me. He taught advanced American history and history. And I just was able to tell him, man, you really made a difference in my life. So to hear you say that is not lost on me at all. I really appreciate it.
You know, and we just finished up World Teacher Day. I guess it was National Teacher Day. That was just about 3 days ago, and we were able to recognize teachers. And I'm right there with you, Lionel. I have some amazing teachers that I really remember the ones most vividly from elementary school to about middle school,
yeah,
because of the fact that by the time you get to high school, you're changing classes. I had so many different teachers by that time. But I tell you, those teachers early on, the greatest impact. I'll tell you a quick story. We had a project where we were supposed to decorate our classroom door in the third grade. And my teacher, Miss Poole, I decided that I would make a craft paper cutout where it was in the shape of a school. And then you opened the door and you saw a picture of each student. And so these would go, welcome to our classroom. Well, Miss Poole made me think that it was the greatest idea that had ever come to the planet. And we actually won first place in that contest. And, you know, she just encouraged my creativity. And Miss Poole is still around. She actually was a principal at a school where my nephew went. And I've been able to tell her several times how much she meant to me. And even my first grade teacher, Miss Thornton, she's here in Athens, Alabama. I took her with me to a couple events myself to speak to students and just show them, look, here's a teacher that was from my first grade, and she's here with me now. That's how much she meant to me. I was 40 years old and carrying my first grade teacher around with me just as an example of a wonderful person. I grew up in a difficult time, and this first grade teacher allowed me to show up late and didn't make me feel bad about it. But these are important people in our life. Teachers are great, and then, of course, our relatives, our loved ones, caretakers. My grandparents raised me, and so you have people as well that took care of you early on, and I know that they had a powerful influence on you.
They did. They did indeed. I mean, I think of my parents, just the fact that they moved when I was 9 years old. My dad worked in power plants up and down the Ohio River there on the border between West Virginia and Ohio. And it was a courageous thing, right? Not many people from the community we lived in, and moreover, their families, my mom and dad's families, moved. And he actually caught some guilt and even shame about that from his mother. God bless her. but it, you know, it showed me. And then, let me see, not that long, right? 13 years later, when I moved to Nashville, that gave me the courage. You know what I mean? I had a,
sure,
I had a reference point there to say, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go give this a shot. And it changed my life moving to Nashville.
Isn't that something? We don't know until we do it.
Right. That's right. And, but to have that example of someone else showing you something, this is kind of a funny aside, but to the other teacher that I think of so often, his name was Mr. Porter, and he taught English and typing, Mark. And he had a big sign, a big poster that one of the girls in the class had made of his mantra that he'd say to us all the time. His mantra was results, not excuses. And so he drilled that into our heads every day. But I remember taking his typing class in eighth grade, and he said, I was already singing, right? I was already, people around town knew I sang and played guitar and played piano. And he had me sing Dolly Parton's song, Coat of Many Colors, in the class one day. My generation grew up not really liking, I was kind of a freak. I loved country music, and not a lot in my class did. But I played Dolly's song, Coat of Many Colors. And I really was excited about being able to type out song lyrics. And he told me, this is in eighth grade, he said, Cartwright, it's good that you're taking this because you're going to use this the rest of your life. And every time now, well, how, he could not have foreseen, right, you know, Mark, that every day when I go into my studio to make music, and I'm telling you, I promise you, I think of this a lot, at least once a week, I think of Robert Porter, that I sit down and I type commands and I type words and I type recording commands in the software. And I think he told me I'd be using this, right, this typeface, this typewriter the rest of my life. And man, he was spot on.
There must be something about typing teachers, because my ninth grade typing teacher was Miss Sherry Knight in Hueytown. And I tell you, man, her personality was really outgoing, but her thing was she would say to the kids, she'd say, now, does anybody have any questions, comments, or criticisms? And
oh,
course,
that's great.
Nobody ever had any criticisms of Miss Knight because she would say, you know, we're not going to come in here acting the fool, but she would type. I mean, she taught us how to type. And in ninth grade, I was using an electric typewriter along with the other students because computers were a thing, of course, but not where everybody had a computer to learn typing. I had my great grandfather's old typewriter and I'd type on it, but I used to type my papers on that thing.
Totally. And you still use it every day, I'll bet.
Yes.
Right? I mean, who doesn't use typing every day?
And I know where my home keys are, man. You know, I mean, all the stuff that she taught us just stayed in my head. It was just a perfect time for a teacher like that. And not just that, but just her outgoing disposition, and she just was a no-nonsense, I'm going to teach you this, you're going to learn it. And so I get that, man. And Mr. Porter sounds like he was a great guy, too, with his sayings there to get the students on board with learning.
Totally, yes. I remember this is in typing, one mistake you got to be, two mistakes a C, three mistakes a D, and four mistakes an F. And I mean, that'll make a typer out of you.
It will. It sure will. She always told us we could take her car and go to Taco Bell if we ever got to so many words a minute, and she knew we couldn't, so there wasn't anybody taking her car to Taco Bell. She's like, you can take my car to Taco Bell if you get some, I can't even remember, like 90 words a minute or something, and nobody in the class ever did that. She knew they weren't going to do that.
Nice incentive there.
Now, some may have gotten to 80, you know, but but you know, she just knew just far enough not to have her car leave the parking lot at Hueytown High School.
It's funny, not to stay on teachers the whole time, although they deserve it, but I'm telling you the truth, Mark, one of the best drummers I've ever played with, and I've played with a bunch of world-class drummers in my life, but one of the best drummers I've ever played with was out on, and was with Edwin McCain. They had he had a couple really big pop hits, and my friend Dave was the drummer, and just a fantastic drummer. We always said that you could walk in the room and know Dave was playing before you ever looked up at the stage. He was just so good. But you know what? You know what? He had two boys, and he decided to get off the road, because like all of us, if you're on the used to be anyway, when you were on the road, I mean, you were on the road all the time.
Yeah.
But he gave that up. He is a fourth grade school teacher and one of my heroes.
Wow.
And absolutely is passionate about his students. It's just inspiring.
That is awesome.
Still a great drummer.
I'm sure he is.
But just so inspiring to see that.
Well, you know, if we get to our young people and we can reach them and be an example to them, then we've done the greatest thing that we possibly can. It's like the saying of plant a tree so somebody else can sit under the shade, you know. And you think about that for a young person, what we're doing right now is planting those seeds and where we can make a difference. And, of course, our adult minds are established. We've already decided a lot of our opinions and our thoughts and feelings. And kids, they're sponges. I've got a six-year-old daughter, and she's learning as she watches. And what's that going to make her into an adult, you know? And we are what we are a lot of times when we're adults, and you can actually help children. I've got a kid right now that is in, let me think what it is, the name of it, Lebanon Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, down from St. Jude. He just had brain surgery. Wow. I was talking to his dad yesterday, Chris, and he's recovering. And I was able to give them a couple of gift certificates to a little barbecue joint that's outside of Memphis, a buddy of mine I grew up with. Well, we think about the little things that we can do. I was in his boat when I was in seventh grade. I had surgery myself, and people brought me Krispy Kreme donuts. They snuck in Burger King double cheeseburgers. I remember these things. I remember the cards that were sent. It was before social media. And if I felt that way, then what keeps us from making another kid feel that way, knowing that we carry that for decades? And just to know that if we go, just like you speak, into the high school class, what an opportunity for you to have a moment that, you know, if you weren't Lionel Cartwright in that moment and the school didn't recognize you as somebody that could speak to the students, you wouldn't have that chance. But everything that you did, culminated to that point where they invited you to come to the school and have an opportunity to share with these young people. And who knows what the message that you gave, the impact that it's going to have for years to come.
You know, thank you. I recognize that was a privilege. It's always a privilege to, you know, be given a platform, whatever. But if you don't mind, I'll tell you the talk that I gave them. I thought, what can I say to them? Since you told me you listened to my music back in the early 90s.
Sure.
I don't think I've ever done this, Mark, but I used one of my songs as my talk, but I sang it one line at a time and then made a comment about it. And I'll see if you can recognize this song. But I started out, you want a no risk guarantee before you take a chance. And I stopped. I sang that and said, you know, you're going to have to take some chances. You want to know how the song will end before you start to dance. And I talked a little bit. Well, I can't foretell the future, but my heart clearly sees your hand in mine for a long, long time. If you could just believe and take a leap of faith,
absolutely,
cast away your doubt, come what may, we can work it out. First step's always the hardest one to take. It's a leap of faith.
And you think about those words and apply them to our life, man, that's a powerful message.
It just came out of that song. I'm looking up at the room right now. I wrote that little song in, and that became a number one song. And it's just, I don't think I've ever really advanced in any, personally, professionally, without taking some kind of a risk, you know?
Yes.
So it's like you starting this show. I'm sure it's, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Really awesome. But you just to step out and actually do it, you know, we can entertain 1,000 fantasies. Well, maybe I'll do this or maybe I'll do that. But to actually do it, which you have done, I think that's the way forward for a lot of us, as the old familiar ways change, you know. And
right.
Man, Mark, you talk about, and I came through the music business at a time when it was basically a 100-year-old model was completely disrupted. And, of course, it changed. Things evolved. We changed, you know. But, man, it was quite a learning process to go through that. And then I came out the other end setting up a studio at my home, and I do television composing and a bunch of other things. But, man, it was wild to see, you know, to go from records to CDs to iTunes to streaming, and to see how an industry responds to that. And you know, there were difference makers there. There's always somebody that says, you know, why don't, maybe we need to let go of this and dare to believe there's something on the other side of it, you know?
Absolutely. And one of the things that I did talk about earlier in the week was when we are finally more afraid of doing nothing than doing something,
that's good.
That's when we're ready to make a difference. We have to let the fear of doing nothing become stronger than the fear of doing something.
Man, I love that, man. That's awesome. Yeah, when you get, Stephen Pressfield has a book called The War of Art, not The Art of War, the old classic, but The War of Art, about being creative and not just about writing songs or painting paintings, but any, I tend to believe any act you do is a creative work. You know,
yes.
You doing this show is completely a creative work. But yeah, he says when, about starting his novel, he said, when I finally became so miserable not starting, I finally started.
Exactly. Well, you know, I wanted to be in front of a microphone when I was younger. And of course, I talked about liking your music, really loving your music. And I'm in front of a microphone, but it's just different than what I actually imagined. And I'm glad that I'm able to do what I do and use my voice to try to help people and make a difference where I can. Families are reaching out. We had a young man today. His name's Ethan Layfield, and he was released from the hospital after 20 days after a liver transplant, 20 days after having a liver transplant, and he's going home. They're having a big parade for him tomorrow in Elkmont, Alabama. And
wow.
To be able to connect with those families, their fundraiser was at about $200 when his dad reached out, and he was upset because he felt like nobody was paying attention to him, that they didn't matter. And I told him, I said, look, I said, we'll use this vehicle as a platform for your effort. And I didn't do it. I had people jump in and start to share, and then a couple of local media outlets got a hold of it. One of the big guys in Birmingham got a hold of it, and their fundraiser went from $200 to $4,000 within a week and a half. And so suddenly
wow.
The fear that this father had about paying the bills while he was gone, and then his daughter ended up having to have surgery too while she was down there. So he had two kids,
goodness.
Both recovering from surgery. And just imagine, you know, the first thing I told him, I said, look, I said, what is the first thing that you would do if you could have any help in the world? What's the first thing that you would ask for? And he said, well, if I could get my air conditioner fixed in my car, then that would allow my son to be in a cool air type situation driving to Birmingham and making these trips. And so we found a mechanic in the area that could work on the air conditioner and got that fixed. And I told him, I said, you know, eating an elephant, you got to do one bite at a time. And I said, you got to make these plans and decide the first step. It's like the Dave Ramsey snowball effect, just in good deeds. Finding the first good deed that you can accomplish, doing that and moving on to the next one until you get the whole elephant eaten and the person starts to feel better about their situation.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
I tell you, Lionel, let's go to a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the creative side of you and the music that you've written. I tell you, you talked about Leap of Faith, and of course, I watched it all on my radio in the long run. Give Me His Last Chance, My Heart Is Set on You, some incredible songs, and I love it. Folks, we're talking to Lionel Cartwright. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Wanna know how the song will end before you start to dance? Well, I can't foretell the future, but my heart clearly sees your hand in mine for a long, long time. If you could just believe and take a leap of faith, away your doubt, darling, come what may, we can work it out. Love that.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen now.
I've made my mind up today. I don't care what people say. I've got to win you. I know there must be a way. Come what may. My friends say you'll never care. They think I don't have a prayer.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm very excited about the guests that I've had on the line so far. Lionel Cartwright, amazing music. I shared with him at the start of the program, even before I got to talking where you could listen. I'm a super fan of Lionel Cartwright's. Loved his music since I was a kid, grew up on it, and I've even sung it in audiences before. A couple of years ago, I was able to sing at an event, and I watched it all on my radio. Love that song. And I'd like to welcome back Lionel Cartwright to the Mark White Show. Welcome, Lionel.
Man, it's good to be with you, Mark. I love it that you sang I watched it on the radio. That's great.
It came out really good, too. People seemed to like it. As I said, I always had an interest in music. I would sing different places. And then one day it kind of struck me. I was like, am I going to have to live in a van to do this? I became a police officer, and I went to police academy in 2000. 20 years ago, I went to become a police officer. I had a tortilla factory for a while, made tortilla chips, a tourism director. Man, I bounced around, Lionel, trying to figure out what I was going to do, and here I am talking to you now.
Wow. I love it. I love it.
Well, let's talk about your creativity and the music that you've written and brought a lot of joy to people over the years. And I know you have a lot of fans, people who love your music. Tell us about how you got started in the music business. I know that you ultimately signed with a music label, but
what was your path to get to where you were, where people actually heard your music? A lot of people want to be singers, and like you said, it's a different time, but back then you were using an old system and you were able to somehow get in there and be able to do your thing.
Yeah, it was quite a journey. I think it's worth mentioning that the core, the beginning point, the inception of my falling in love with music and really opening a key to part of the, you know, my software that was in me, but that I didn't know was in there, which was some musical ability, was exactly what you sang about in the song I Watched It on the Radio. When I was about 9, 10 years old, my family moved from Southern West Virginia to Northern West Virginia. And I found myself, I found an old transistor radio of my dad, and it had an earphone. And I'm quick to point out that back in those days, the earphone, it wasn't earbuds. It was one, you put it in one ear. It was a mono earphone. So I got in the habit of taking that to bed with me. And I started, and it was a transistor radio, so I'm dialing the AM radio, and at night I would lay there and listen to these amazing shows. And at night, you know, on the AM dial, you could get stations from all over the eastern half of the country, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, New Orleans, Richmond, Virginia, Cincinnati, all over the place. And I just fell in love with listening to music, and the music I was kind of drawn to, for whatever reason, I'm a 10-year-old boy, was country music. And yes, they had these really colorful all-night air personalities spinning these records. But that's where it all started. And then my brother got a baritone uke for Christmas that Christmas. And I picked that thing up, and there was a Mel Bay chord book in it, and I saw you could make a G chord with one finger on that little four-string baritone uke. And Mark, I'm not kidding. When I strummed that chord, something opened up for me. And then I learned another chord and another chord, and then I got a guitar, and then I started, my folks had an old player piano in the basement, and I would start trying to copy on the piano what I heard on the records, and one thing led to another, and I started playing at 4-H talent shows and school events, and then those graduated to regional events. And then back in those days, there were still some country music shows on the radio in different parts of the country, graduated to that. And just, it was so natural, you know. It wasn't, my parents weren't showbiz parents. They never forced me into it. It was just something that I found I had a passion for and maybe a bit of a knack for. Mm-hmm. And just loved it. I just had the most wonderful trajectory of coming up through the ranks one step at a time until moving down to Nashville.
Lionel, what is the biggest takeaway that you have from the time that you entertained people and you were on the stage traveling across the country?
Well, the biggest thrill was the shows, and I loved being on the road. I loved doing the shows, but to stand on a stage and to hear thousands of people sing a song that you sat in a room and wrote all alone is, or with someone else, Don Schlitz and I,
yes,
wrote together, watched it on the radio.
Amazing,
but
writer.
To hear, yeah, just amazing. But, you know, to go through all those steps of writing something or writing a bunch of songs and then a handful of them make it onto a record, and then a tiny handful of them might get out on the radio, and maybe a tiny handful of those actually get heard or they make it up the charts. There's all kind of hoops, you know, to go through. But to finally arrive at a stage at a festival or something and thousands of people, I always loved just having the band quiet down and stop singing and let the crowd sing the song. And that's, it doesn't get much better than that for a singer-songwriter.
Are you still out and about doing concerts, Lionel?
Not as much. I'm not ruling it out, though. I mean, once we're through the pandemic and everything, I still am writing and recording all the time. As I said, I found this other whole career of doing composing work for television, and so I do a lot of that. But I'm not ruling it out. That fire is still there. You know, we've raised two kids. They're both married. They're out. So my wife Cindy and I are in the empty nest syndrome. But no. I will be doing this as long as there's breath in my lungs, and God willing, I'd love to get back out there and play a few shows, you know.
You can take a page from BJ Thomas's book. I talked to him not long ago, and he's still hitting it, man. He told me he was coming to Muscle Shoals to work on an album down here, so he's still going at it. You're 60, I'm 41, still a lot left in the tank to go out there and do something.
Totally. Oh, yeah. I always think of this as the, you know, we're all crazy about our hockey team here in Nashville, and I always think of I'm starting the third period of the hockey game.
There you go. Those old Preds, man, they're good stuff.
That's right.
Lionel, I want you to tell people right now how they can connect. I know that there's a lot of people who heard your music those years ago and may want to still connect with Lionel. They may have lost track of you a little bit. How can listeners follow your music and the work that you're doing, and maybe one day when you get back out on the road, people can follow you there too?
Absolutely. My Grand Central station is LionelCartwright.com. That's LionelCartwright, LionelCartwright.com, and just go to the contact page. I'd love to hear from you.
Well, we'd love to get you probably to Athens, Alabama sometime. Maybe we can put on a concert down here. I'd love to have you there, or me come to Nashville and get to know you a little better. This is great, man. This has been a great conversation. I've really appreciated the opportunity to get to talk to you today here on The Mark White Show.
All right, man. My pleasure, Mark.
Folks, we've been talking to Lionel Cartwright. You know his music. You remember the guy. Go to LionelCartwright.com. Check him out. I'm going to play some more music for you. Those who haven't heard his music before, I hope that you'll enjoy it as much as I do. As a kid, I loved it, and it was a great opportunity to have Lionel here on the show today. Folks, I hope that you'll continue to listen to The Mark White Show and share it with your friends. Let them know about this show, because we want to make a difference, and we want to encourage and inspire others to make a difference as well. And I want that for you. I want you to know that somebody cares about you and that there's hope in this life. And if you feel like there's no hope for you, I want you to turn around and send me a message. You can go to The Mark White Show, send me a message. You can email me at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. I love to hear from people who are following the show and letting me know what they think about it. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
You've given him so many chances, and each time he just lets you down. Knowing you'll always forgive and forget just keeps him coming around. You say that this is his last time, but I've heard you say that before. Showing you what kind of love he... I had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid.
Hey, this is Lionel Cartwright, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Mark's making a difference. You go make a difference too, okay? I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on The Mark White Show.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. His bed, nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine. Only. This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherise Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello.
Kyla,
I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today. Something good today.